Montreal's Virgin Radio from the 80s, 90s, on demand. It's the Police, Every Breath You Take. Good morning. It is 7:50, 10 away from 8 o'clock. This is the Breakfast Show. Cat, Lisa, Sir Patrick, $1,000 minute coming up in about a half hour from now. And we're all, believe it or not, recovering from a little event we went to yesterday at Cardomania.
Yeah, some slight injuries there.
It's go-karting. It's actually safe. They fully equip you with helmets and everything. But
it's all physical. It is.
It was strenuous.
My bird flipping fingers sprained.
I got to tell you guys that these women we work with are very competitive. And I had no idea.
The little speed demons.
I was thinking, you know what, Catherine, you and I missed our calling. We should have been ambulance drivers.
Absolutely. And excellent. You know what else I was thinking?
What?
That we would have won the whole race if we were men and had more muscles.
Oh, I guess. Oh, well, yeah. Going there.
Well, yeah. I thought you only
we're
won because
drivers.
You're lighter. And I believe that I'm heavier, so it slows me down.
Oh, is that what it is?
And that's why I lost.
I believe I got behind Patrick and Tommy way too many times, and that's what slowed me down.
But Cousin Vinny
fast.
Grand prize winner.
And he's not a little guy.
He's vicious.
He does not understand, though, that the rookies should never show up the veterans.
No. Seriously.
I know. You missed that memo.
But my theory is he's on the latest time in the day, so he was the most well-rested yesterday.
True. Right. That's a very good theory.
See?
Yeah.
We were groggy.
Some things I'd like to implement to take from go-karting to, like, really on the real streets, the blue flag. Wouldn't that be great to have some guy standing, waving the slow drivers off to the left?
You
can we do that?
You get the blue flag, you have to slow down and let everyone drive by you the perfect way.
I saw that plenty of times.
Yeah. He just gave it to Tom. You know, they give the winner the checkered flag. Tom got to drive around with the blue flag.
But Catherine made the podium. Congratulations.
I did. Yes, thank you. Third place. But Lisa was very close. She was on my heels.
Oh. I was the fastest driver.
She was.
On record.
On record, the
but
fastest driver.
But unfortunately, I got behind some duds and stuff that I could do.
Well, my car.
I'm too nice.
My car almost got blown up. So, I have a slight problem. I had to make a pit stop.
And when you say duds, of course, you mean studs. How this started was we had a meeting scheduled with all the announcers, and they asked us to block off 2.5 hours.
We're like, what?
And I'm going to be honest with you. What noise do you make when you hear you have a two and a half hour meeting? So 20 minutes into the meeting, they said, well, let's all go meet downstairs. And we went to Cardomania. We didn't know we were going there, and it was a nice surprise. So thanks to Natty and Doran and Tom and everybody at Cardomania. They're on Dilla's fan corner to carry. They really,
good
really.
Fun.
Highly recommend it.
Yep.
I felt like a kid again.
And be honest, you didn't want to do it, right?
You know what? I thought it was going to suck. I really did going in.
That's what's cool about it.
Because you go in there and you're like, because it was a surprise for us and it was so much fun.
Oh,
really good
team
building exercise. So thanks to Cardomania for setting us up. And yes, Lisa was the overall fastest driver.
Absolutely.
She's the bestest.
But I would have to give Catherine most aggressive.
Yeah, definitely.
And I am aggressive. I'm not going to lie.
And Heather B.,
Oh, dear. Just get her a helmet.
Yeah.